There's a little place I know where a bunch of funky people land. They were looking for a sacrifice, one that they had to give to King Kong. Where did he go wrong, King Kong? That's why I wrote this song, King Kong. They took him to a world where it don't belong. Had to find a lady to give to Kong to keep that chunky monkey tame. He fell in love with Naomi Watts' character. I forget her name. Okay, I have to admit I didn't read the script, 'cause I find that it gets in the way of my acting process, which I've carefully honed. And also, I don't know how to read. King Kong, pass the great poupon. King Kong, fighting the Viet Cong. King Kong, everybody bang a gong for King Kong. Because it don't belong. All right, this is where the song gets really personal, so listen up. I show up to the set at a quarter to noon, and then I pretend to get a nasty cramp so I can go back to my sweet-ass trailer and take myself a tasty nap. Then the director dude would pound on my door and say, Jack, this has got to stop. But then the next day I had my sweet revenge by urinating in his coffee pot. Ah, and I said, King Kong wears a massive thong. King Kong, he's got it going on. King Kong, Jack Black wrote this song. So do yourself a favor, please clap along. Everybody now, clap with me. But do not sing, the singing's my job. You'll only mess up the song, trust me. One, two, three, King Kong, opening in Hong Kong. King Kong, he listens to Cheech and Chong. King Kong, this is his theme song. He's a crazy old gorilla, and he guarantee a thriller. And I want you to see the movie, you'll be feeling pretty groovy. And a ruby, that's what I want to pop, 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 a King Kong. That's the song they didn't want it in the movie. I don't know why.